Or go on to www.mfr.co.uk and then hit the big sports button.
Ray Atkinson.
Right, it's time for us to head over to Kirkhill Primary School, where the kids got together with a music producer by the name of Ronnie Ross and came up with a novel way of raising school funds, as Heather Patterson found out.
More and more these days, schools are looking for new and different ways of raising funds for the many extras that enhance and enrich pupils' school experience. For 2003, Kirkhill Primary School hit upon the idea of producing a music CD.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave my nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved my icky nose. The biggest word I ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Local musician Ronnie Ross produced School Days 2003 for Kirkhill Primary. I asked Ronnie how he got involved.
Well, actually, I'd been doing various projects with the school over the years because they don't have a dedicated music teacher. So my own children are in the school. It just seemed like a good idea to create a project for the kids that would involve music. It turned out to be a wonderful project, really. And the school's full of talent, young talent everywhere, so it was just great.
So producer Ronnie Ross thought it was just great, but did the kids think it was fun? I asked Michael Lightbody.
Well, I thought it was all fun, but my favourite bit would be the class song, because we were all together and it was quite a happy atmosphere.
Favourite bit. I really liked doing the boy band because there's a few of us together and it was really good fun.
Michael Lightbody and latterly Ian Matheson with their personal highlights from making the CD. But what about the producer? How did he enjoy working with such young artists?
Well, it had its ups and downs, but in general it was a joy. The younger ones in particular were just so enthusiastic. It was brilliant. The older ones, well, they were a mixture, you know, they had a bit of attitude, some of them, but in the end I think they really enjoyed it. It was great.
Friday night and the lights are low.
Friends, although my class didn't sing, it made me feel like happy.
Erin Cameron from Primary 6 with her favourite song from the CD. But how were the songs chosen?
When I broached the subject at first, I left it to them to try and pick some songs, and they seemed to come up with stuff like The Wheels on the Bus and the old school songs. And I said, well, really, we want to make it a bit more modern and give the kids something. They're learning new songs, they're new to them, but not to us. Songs from the 60s and 70s. So we ended up with like Herman's Hermits and ABBA and Beatles songs. And so they were new to the kids, but very musical and very listenable.
Think was the hardest thing you had to do in making the CD?
The chanter, because I did the chanter as well, so that was pretty hard. We had to play Amazing Grace and ICML.
When I sang the poem with my best friend Rebecca Brown, because we had to keep on swapping, because we did a verse each.
Ian Matheson and Erin Camden there, letting us know there was a fair bit of hard work involved in making the CD, School Days 2003. And if you would like to support the pupils of Kirkhill Primary School by buying a copy of the CD, they are available through the school. Just contact the head teacher.
And happy birthday to Erin Cameron, who appeared in that feature there, who celebrates her birthday today.
Hello, the Healthy Living Line.